It is time once again for the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to Heartline. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Ken, we appreciate your work, and it's always a delight to come to the microphone here at Evangel Home. Jerry Brenneman and I are going to have a little discussion today on this edition of Heartline. And we've talked generally about a couple of topics we want to cover. But we're just going to see where this goes, because we believe God is going to communicate what he wants to have communicated. Jerry, you've got a list about a staff planning session, and this will have taken place by the time this program airs, because that's tomorrow, and we won't have aired this yet. But there are a couple of items that I want to talk about here. You have clicked on, there are four items, but I want to talk about vision, and we don't want to talk about any specifics, but apparently there is the possibility of expanding into another, adding on to the property of ownership here at Evangel Home. Without, you know, we don't, it's just what if out there at this point, a possibility, and so we don't want to get too specific. But what are you thinking?
I'm thinking how faithful God is actually in this whole vision property thing, because we don't want property just to be, to have property. You know, otherwise I feel like I would just get myself a horse and ride around and pretend I'm Big Valley checking on property. Our ministry is not property, it's the women. Mm-hmm. And so I have watched, you know, I will have been here beginning almost 23 years pretty soon, and I have watched how God has allowed us to have property. There's a stirring here with the staff and with the board, and it might not even be stirring in the same direction. We might be going clockwise while the board is going counterclockwise, and while the women are just all over the place. But there is a stirring. And so then we kind of grab hold of those stirring waves and sit down and talk about, okay, what do you see? What do you see? And we begin that whole vision thing. And then God always gives us what we need to carry it out. I saw it happen with the counseling center. We kept seeing the need for more counseling. At the same time, Pacific College needed to put people in who could practice counseling.
Sure.
At the same time, other things were happening. And then we got that house. And now I see several areas where staff is coming together. They're all seeing the same thing. And, you know, we'll see the same thing maybe, and then we'll argue over it. Mm-hmm. Or I'll think something is important that no one else does. And then I just know, no, time is not right. And maybe when the time is right, what I think is important will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And there will come a time, and the time came last week when there were four or five of us sitting at a table, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just chatting. And we started talking about what if we had a better gym than we have, because we converted one of the apartments into an exercise room, but it's very small. And so from that, we had the whole conversation of what if we had another house and we didn't even have to restore it. We just knocked out walls and had a gym. That got us the whole conversation then on health, fitness, and as a Christian, how do we take care of our bodies also? What is the best way? And realizing our women don't have a clue. And so many of our women have just been devoured in their whole lives, and now maybe they devour food. Maybe, you know, maybe it was drugs, maybe it was alcohol, maybe it was just the survival mentality you get into when you're in so many bad lifestyles. Mm-hmm. Poverty sometimes will do that to people, that you get so fearful that you're not going to have things that then you start stockpiling what you can.
Mm-hmm.
And really realizing our women didn't plan for that to happen to them. And so now it has. So if we set out a plate of donuts in front of them, or a plate of almonds and string cheese, they're going to go for the donuts. And then when the donuts are gone, if there's any almonds and string cheese left, they'll eat those.
Yeah.
They really, truly don't know any better, Jim. And I know sometimes we look at poor people who are overweight and get judgmental and think, well, if they're so poor, why do they look like that? It's because so often of their choices that and their lack of discipline for our women, they just don't know.
And I think that's the point that was coming to my mind. They're not here because they live disciplined lives. And that extends to all areas of life. And we were talking before we opened the mic, too, that my wife, Sharon, pointed out years ago, Jesus grew in wisdom intellectually, stature, physically, in favor with God, spiritually, and in favor with man, socially. And all of those arenas are important to be balanced. They all require discipline. And our women come here without discipline. And if they're truly going to be balanced, that area of nutrition and fitness has to be part of that lifestyle.
And we do have a nutrition class.
It should be.
And but it's very, very hard. I mean, every one of us, I think, is out of balance somewhere.
Absolutely.
At some point. You know, I sometimes liken myself to a balloon that you, or some sort of squeezy ball that you get it all put together and something else pops out. And then you start trying to push down that one and something else pops out. We do have a nutrition class, but I think it, given the context of the rest of our program, it's kind of isolated. I would like to have something that, that is nutrition. It is health. It is fitness. And so that began our discussion of that kind of vision. What would we, what would it look like if we had another house that was a gym? And who knows? We might get another house that we could turn into a gym. Unless there's another way that it would honor God. That's those are always our first two prayers. How does it honor God? And how does it help our women? Remember when we got 161 North Yosemite, where the garden now is? The garden used to be in a smaller house in the Learning Center. And when we realized we were going to be able to get 161, and my first thought was, ooh, I want my office down here. I like this house. But as we were serious about praying, that didn't even make the top 10, because it doesn't honor God that I move my office into another house. So that's what we, that will be part of what we're doing tomorrow. We have a staff meeting that'll be more like a planning session, and we'll get away from the office, and that's one of the topics that we'll have.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are always issues to be dealt with, and is what we are doing best? Yes, it may be good. Is it best? Are there areas to be where we can make improvement? And so certainly the food, nutrition, and exercise is as important as looking after their eternal soul? No. But it does have some benefit for this life.
I have a silly example, but I came through here on a weekend recently. And on the weekend, the schedule around Evangel Home is much quieter. And the house manager on duty is here by herself, and she's trying to do a million things. And so I came through, and it was one of the women who was living here was finishing up lunch. She was the one that was cooking it while the house manager was dealing with people at the door. And so I said, oh, what are you having for lunch? I stopped in the kitchen, and she said, the resident said burritos. Well, she was frying the burritos, so it's like, ugh. But then what she was sort of hiding was French fries. So we were having fried burritos and French fries. And it's like, okay, Brenneman, just shut up and go home. Because it's like, I went through there once with something like that going on, and I just had a total meltdown because I couldn't believe we could be enabling them to do something so unhealthy. So we will not do that again. And that poor house manager who was on duty that day just didn't have a clue what the woman was really fixing for lunch.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, listening friends, fresh produce is always welcome as a donation here, because we if we can avoid the fried burritos and French fries at the same meal, maybe that would be helpful. So, you know, maybe think along those lines as you consider what kind of contributions you can make to the kitchen ministry here at Evangel Home. What's on your planning for the year? What do we have you looked ahead as far as the banquet next year, this year?
I've
in 11?
I had to think, oh no, I've got to start thinking of the banquet.
Yeah.
And that's part of what we're doing tomorrow, Jim, is just what theme do we want to have for the year? It's very hard for us to say, okay, now these are the verses, we're going to do this all year, or we're going to have this devotion every day, because we start out well and we don't get finished. Every Wednesday morning, I meet in my office with three other staff members, the program people. And I always read a devotion. Well, I have them right there on my desk. One is Jesus Calling, and one is the Max Lucado book. And so I've picked a devotion for the day for 2 or 3 years. And the other day, I thought, I am in a real rut when it comes to doing that every day here. I don't feel like I'm in a spiritual rut in the rest of my life. But here, I think that is getting in a rut. Okay, I'll pick the book again and hope we haven't read this one. So that's one of the things we want to talk about tomorrow. What is going to be our verse that will be our focus all year? And one of the things I'm thinking about, there's a verse in Psalm, which I will look up. I'm not going to quote it because I don't remember it verbatim, but the power behind that verse is basically that no matter what our life or our problems are, to look at them in the light of God's power and not in the shadow of our own problems or life. I love that. To look at whatever in his light and not our shadow. And so part of what we need to do is make sure it's not our shadow that we're casting over everything else.
So perspective. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's terrific. Jerry, we got just a couple of minutes left, and really briefly, what are the main needs right now at Evangel Home? Our listeners are tuned in. First of all, prayer. Second, finances, because that's just the way life is right now.
Jim, I want to back up to prayer for a minute. I know that generic prayers are always appreciated, but to be real specific, I would love for people to just give me a call or drop me a line if there's, and then I can share. And sometimes even just giving them a woman's name and her problem and just letting that person carry that one. You know, we interviewed Brandy a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure when that one aired. And at that time, she's starting a new job. Now, by the time this program, her program airs, who knows, but I can say today that would be really neat just for people to pick up Brandy in prayer that she would succeed at her job, and that would just be carrying her one step back out into the world.
Yeah, very, very evident that that would be something very practical. And you know what? I really like that, Jerry, because it's so easy to say, pray for us. Okay, dear Lord, help Evangel Home. You know what? There are really very specific things that need prayer day to day. And if you're serious, friend, about your prayer life and including Evangel Home, call 264-4714. Ask, what should I be praying for today for Evangel Home?
And if they could ask for me, I would appreciate it because they can ask whoever answers the phone and they'll get an answer. Mm-hmm. But I would just love to talk to that person knowing they probably heard us on the radio and there might be something that will trigger something, something that they have heard, something one of us or one of the women have said. You know, when I pray for the home, I try to think of every bedroom, who's in those bedrooms, who's in the apartments, who's in the garden. And sometimes just praying by remembering a face is very important.
We're out of time. We're all done. Amen. Ken, take it away. Thanks, listening friend. You're special to us. Thanks for being part of this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. 24/7 online, evangelhome.org. God bless you. Talk to you next weekend for the next edition of the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.